Welcome to Gautrain Talks, a podcast series for people on the move.
Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for all matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. Today we are talking ridership and looking specifically at the number of passengers using the Gautrain as a form of public transport and unpacking the subject of Gautrain ridership trends post-COVID-19, a space that has obviously evolved since the onset of the global pandemic. With me to look at the subject in detail, Toriso Molefe, the Gautrain Management Agency's Senior Manager of Management Information Systems. Toriso, let's start with some background on both yourself and your role at the GMA.
Thank you, Dylan. I have more than 15 years' experience in the area of business planning, monitoring and reporting. I graduated with a postgraduate degree in mathematical statistics, later on completed my postgraduate diploma and master in business administration. So my role at Gautrain involves management of passenger-related information, processing and analysis thereof to provide valuable insight and support decision-making.
Let's now look at ridership forecasting and some of the main reasons why it's so important to the GMA. What are those reasons?
Ridership forecasts play a crucial role in shaping decision around your train schedule, your rolling stock development or deployment, and infrastructure development, also revenue budgeting. So with regard to the train schedule, we're looking at the higher forecasted demand normally leads to more frequent service to accommodate passenger needs. And with the rolling stock deployment, ridership forecast helps to determine the number of train cars that are needed to meet the expected demand. And with the infrastructure development, basically, the higher number, the substantial growth in the number of passengers that are coming into the system will prompt for change in or for infrastructure development. There we're looking at the maybe station upgrade. You're looking at adding more rolling stock to the system.
Right. Let's now look at ridership patterns themselves and in the GMA. What was the GMA seeing before the onset of the COVID-19 global pandemic? What were those patterns looking like?
Before the COVID-19 pandemic, Gautrain system typical ridership experienced peak during morning and afternoon rush hours. So those were times where people commuted to and from work. Morning peak typically occurred from 6 to 8:30, while afternoon peak was between 1500 and 1800. So also ridership was typically higher on weekdays compared to the weekends, which is still the case now.
That would obviously make sense. Were there any other interesting patterns? You know, you would assume that the commuter segment would dominate, like you said, the morning, the afternoon. Did the GMA see any other interesting commuter patterns or ridership patterns pre-global pandemic?
The other thing that we saw with it was mainly, you know, the change in passenger behavior from station to station. We saw other stations experiencing more passengers at a particular time relative to, you know, pre-COVID.
Yes. Okay. Now let's look specifically at the COVID-19 pandemic and the disruption to those ridership patterns and trends. Can you give us a sense of what that initial impact was?
So the COVID-19 pandemic disrupted these patterns with ridership plummeting due to the lockdowns, remote work and safety concerns. So since the start of COVID-19, peaks are less prominent as employers has resolved or adopted more flexible working arrangements and hours.
Just how big was that decrease in ridership? Do you have any numbers that speak to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic? And let's look specifically at the start first, the first sort of lockdowns. Just how big was that decrease?
Ridership decreased by as much as 70 to 90%. And these numbers represent the early stages of the pandemic when lockdowns and restrictions were more stringent. As the situation evolved and vaccination efforts were progressed, the ridership began to slowly recover.
And just how big was the recovery and what sort of numbers speak to that recovery?
So we're talking about roughly, you know, 60% below pre-COVID numbers.
Welcome back. We're still with Teresa Molefe, the GMA Senior Manager of Management Information Systems, looking at Gautrain ridership trends post-COVID-19. Now, Teresa, we ended that first segment discussing the impact of the pandemic on ridership. Let's now move on to how the GMA responded to this change and the overall changing patterns.
So responding to reduced ridership demand during a pandemic such as COVID-19 was a challenge faced by public transportation in general. And some of the strategies that Gautrain implemented include, but not limited to, safety measures. We prioritized the health and safety of our passengers and our employees. For example, sanitation protocols at each station, capacity management. So we looked at the Gautrain actually responded with the minimum acceptable service frequencies in order to provide passengers with a predictable service. And onboarding or onboard capacity was continuously monitored to ensure that the social distancing and safety crowding levels could be ensured.
As things have changed, as you know, employers have welcomed workers back to the office in the last year or two, those trends and the work from home that a lot of employers have opted for, how has that impacted on those ridership trends and patterns that you've seen?
Look, what we have seen as the organization, we've realized that because of the work from home situation, our trends indicate that most of the people prefers actually to go to the offices between Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And what about your view on the long-term effects of the pandemic on Gautrain ridership and the public transportation landscape in general? What do you think the future holds?
So some possible lasting effects that I can think of without preempting the future includes remote work impact. So the rise of remote work may lead to altered commuting patterns, obviously. And if more people work from home or have flexible schedules, there might be changes in peak travel times and overall ridership. And secondly, shift towards personal cars. So some individuals who were previously, you know, relying on the public transport or transit may have shifted to using their own cars during the pandemic, and encouraging them to return to the system will need more innovative strategies.
Now, obviously, the GMA then is going to have to make some decisions based on future growth of, you know, for example, the network you mentioned, rolling stock, you know, all sorts of aspects within the business could be affected by this increased work from home, less usage of the train.
Correct.
Now, throughout this process, Teresa, there must have been some lessons you've learned as you've indulged or embarked on a sort of viewing and ridership trends as it relates to the Gautrain. What are some of those lessons for you that you've learned along the way?
So post-COVID, we have witnessed shifts in travel behaviors. During pandemic, many people transitioned to remote work and reduced their travel overall. And our data, as indicated earlier on, it shows that most of the people prefers to go to the office between a Tuesday and Thursday. So those are the things that we've picked up, actually.
How do you think that could affect the GMA and the decisions it makes going forward in terms of the service that it offers commuters?
I want to believe that the service should be aligned to what we are seeing in the system. So GMA needs to act on what they are seeing in the system and actually respond to what they are seeing in the system.
And what about the attitude to other sort of events going forward? You know, COVID-19 was, you know, some people refer to it as a black swan event and something that is completely unforeseen and unplanned. Do you think it has impacted the GMA's sort of thinking going forward and perhaps planning for and making contingencies for events such as, you know, global pandemics?
Correct. I think we have learned a lot from this, from COVID-19 pandemic. And this have prompted the organization basically to keep in mind of such future events or unknown events that might transpire. So it's something that we've learned from it and that we have actually keep in mind that some things can happen in the future and how we should respond to those things. So,
and I suppose also the idea that trends really go up and down and one needs to have those contingencies in place. Because things change from day to day that can affect those ridership patterns.
Yes, correct.
Right, let's leave it there. Teresa, thank you for your time and input. We value your insight and learnings as it relates to the Gautrain ridership and the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on it. You've been listening to Teresa Molefe, the GMA's Senior Manager of Management Information Systems. To listen to this and other interviews about the Gautrain, please tune in to our podcasts at Gautrain Talk Station. You can also access further material on our website, that's gautrain.co.za, or follow us on Twitter.